He was Shalach Parius from Meloinochom Meloikim Derech Eretz Plishti Kikorivu Yomar Eloikim Beninochom Aom Yoiso Milchomo Veshevu Mitzrayim. So it's a medrash Vayi B'Shalach Parius Aom לא יוצאו אלא ברשוס. אומר מוישה לפרוי, אין לנו יוצאים מכאן עד שתוימה הרי אתם ברשוסכם, הרי אתם בני חוירי. And the shayla is, why the medrash, why Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're not leaving if we don't have רשוס. So the Mishnah LeMelech has a sefer Parshas Drochim. And the Parshas Drochim, the Mishnah LeMelech writes down that Biza Sayom was like Ha'anoka. Aloha, that the Eved, when he leaves, you have to give him Ha'anoka. The Bereach ain lo Ha'anoka. So if they would leave without Rishus, they would not have the Ha'anoka. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said a shmuz in Yeshiva, or Shiva Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And he said in Yiddish, Veveisa dosinish de emese pshat. But the pshat is derech eretz. Klal Yisrael, even when they leave Mitzrayim, they ask permission. In the old Sichas Musa, it was printed, first edition, and then it was printed word by word what he said. And they realized that it's printed that Chaim Shmuel Levitz said that Mishnah Melech is nishkirech. So if you could get hold of the old ones, everyone is like a black marker. And that line of this shmuz. Today, the new prince, they have the shmuz, and there's another way to say pshat, that to teach us derech eretz. Although that was like the Chaim Shmuel Levitz, when he would give the shmuz, he would say, we know Chazal are teaching us derech eretz. Vayosef ha'om Elohim Yisrael derech yamsu v'chamushim olu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. ויקח מוישה את עצמו את יוסף אימוי כי השבע ישביע את בני ישראל לאמוי פוקר דיפקד אלוהי כמאסכם ועליסם את עצמו את זה מזה. So the Medrash brings down that the Maaseh Yosef, his body was never nirkav, it was a full body. So why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu only took the bones? But the Torah says, you write that tzaddikim don't rot. But when Yosef was mashbia them to take his body, he couldn't say, listen, I know I will not rot, and I will be a full body, please take my body. So when he was mashbia, he said, take my bones. So the chalois din was to take the bones. So Moshe took it midin bones, not midin basal. The basal Moshe was not mechuyev to take. The kiyum mitzvah was the atzmoisa. Now Chazal tell us in the Medrash that the goyim, the mitzrim, they put down Oren Yosef in the yard, and there was no way to take it out. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a Yalkut Shir, and Simon Reish Chof Zayin, B'shor Shirotzo Moshe La'arus is Aroinu Shir Yosef. Kosav Hashem al Cheres v'yishlichu la'yoyr u'miyad tzaf ve'olo Aroinu Shir Yosef. Da'uchlaner en suke efrekta kashe. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was digging the Beis HaMikdash and he was digging the Shisim, he came to a place and he saw a Cheres, and the Cheres told him, don't move me, because if you move me, the water will come up and will destroy the world. David didn't listen and he picked him up, and the water started to come up, was about to destroy the world. So it was a shame if you're allowed to write the Shem Hashem and to throw it down or not. So Achitofel, he's the one that knows Achitofel Kal V'Choymer. Ve'omar, im lehatzi la'asi sholem ben ish le'ishtoi, om rotei roshmi shenichta b'kdusha imocha al ha'mayim. Lehatzi, it's called, it's like more in Sukkadir, Rashi brings down the medrash in Sukkadir. Fayt o'ch l'ner, so what was the heter of Moshe Rabbeinu to draw the cheres to the water to take out Aroinu Shel Yosef? So the o'ch l'ner wants to say, because he was mushba from Yosef, so it was a chiyuv, and it was not shvu l'avar divrei teire, because it was koyde matin teire. Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers that only cheres gets destroyed. gold doesn't get destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it on cheres, he written it on gold. As it states in Rashi, in our parsha, when they came to the eagle, Rashi says, V'hoyo b'yodoi, Shem v'tas shekosav alei shor alei shor, le'alo yisaroinu shor yoisev mitoich anilus, v'yishlicho iletoich hakur v'yotzo ha'egel. Rashi brings down the perik lamed beis. So Mzok Tumchaim Kenevsky, gold doesn't get destroyed. Cheres is mud. In the Yalkut steht Cheres, so Mzok Tumchaim Kenevsky, Medrash Eichot steht so. Yeah, so the Kashi is, why David HaMelech didn't write on Zov? But the Teretz is Poshut. Because in the Medrash state, that David found the Cheres that told him not to pick him up. So to plug it back, you have to have the same plug. But Sheein can hear, you just have to stand, throw a goal. But I think if we really think about it, I think we could say the real answer. I'll erase it after with a marker, yeah? Oh, the real answer. I don't understand the Kashi B'chlal Ochla now. How the Ochon had the shame for Malaysia. And he merged it through to the water. The Teretz is, it got stuck to the Ohren and it floated up with the Ohren. There was no point that was staying about it. So for sure the shame will not get raised. David HaMelech had to throw Shem Hashem to plug it down and to stay down forever. That Shem Hashem is a mechike. Here, they send the Shem Hashem, catch the Ohren, and swim up with him. So it was Bechlamu Shaila for Mechikas Hashem. So Achmeis is going to V'Hashem Oilech Lefeim Am Yoyim Amun Anon Achuysom Aderech V'Lailo Be'amud O'eish Lo'ir Lo'leches Yoyimom V'Lailo. Rabbi Bechaya says, why they went day and night? Because of Yoholchim Lil Moiteiro. And the way to learn to go to learn Teire is day and night without a hefsek. V'Yidaber Hashem El Moishe Leimer Davne Yisrael V'Yashubu V'Yachmu Lefei Piach Yerois V'Amar Paro Levi Yisrael Nevuchim Em Ba'oretz Sogar Aleihem Amidbol. So we have to know Stam Yediyah, I said Aram Al Chumashim before we get to Avodim, it's to know Pshat. V'Yoymer Paro Levi Yisrael Nevuchim Em Ba'oretz Sogar Aleihem Amidbol. V'Chizakti Eslet Paro V'Roda V'Achreihem V'Kobdo V'Paro V'Bechol Cheilo V'Yodu Mitzrayim K'ani Hashem. So what is the Pshat? פרק י"ד פסוק ג' ואומר פרוי לבני ישראל נבוכים הם באורץ. So Rashi understands that the pasuk doesn't make sense, and Rashi explains ואומר לבני ישראל על בני ישראל. But the Yonos ben Uziel learns ויאמר פרוי לדוסון ואבירו בני ישראל דנשתיירו במצרים. דוסון ואבירו did not go out. So he told them, listen, the guys, Sagar Aleim Amidbo. So I saw Bodal, Yitzchak Zilberstein brings a beautiful Moshe Adarshan, I don't know where it is. He says, what is the Pshat Dosan Va? I'm sorry, it's a Pshat, but what is the Pshat that Dosan Va Aviram stay? Rashi doesn't learn that. It means, Pauli said about the Jews, not he said to the Jews. Not Libnei Israel, no Af Bnei Israel. But Dosan Va, Yalkut, Yeriz Ibn Azir, Zorach HaKadosh, says that he said to Dosan Va Aviram. He said that Ari Moshe said that he's going for 3 days. And then they're coming back. We spoke to both of them back in Kamenetsky, we spoke about it. But he said this is the reason Klai Yisrael did not want to borrow Klai Kesed and Klai Zohar, because they thought they're going for 3 days. There's no point to carry everything. But it was a secret. Everyone knew in secret that they're not planning to come back. But Val Dosan Va'aviram were the Moisrim. And everything what they knew, they went to tell Paroi, so everyone kept the secret away from them. So so in the beginning, no one wanted to leave. If we go for 3 days, what is the point? Now, everyone knew that they're not planning to come back. The only two that didn't know that is Dosan Ve'Aviram. And this is okay. So Dosan Ve'Aviram is like Moshe Adarshan. So Dosan Ve'Aviram stayed. And then he brings down from Medrash. So then Paroi told them, go back and try to convince Klal Yisrael. Ari Dosan Ve'Aviram, they come to Kiryas Yam Suf. That even though they were a Rishoyim, but they didn't want to go, they came to Yamsuf, and Yamsuf split again for these two people. V'kol kach lamo hari reshoimoy, because they were shoytrib ne Yisrael, and they received the klep instead of giving yid. Lelametcho, that if a yid suffers for a different year, nothing could stop, even a yam can't stop in front of him. When you're agreeing to mekabel the tzar of a different yid, v'yirdefu mitzrayim achreyem, uparu hikrim, v'yisu b'nei Yisrael esenem, v'nei mitzrayim nesei achreyem, v'yiru moi, v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, v'yoyimu el Moishe, את רשי ויהיו אל מוישה הבלי הם כבר ממצרים וקחתונו למומוס במדבור הזה מה זה יסוסיסו לנו ליציאנו ממצרים הרי זה הדבר שדיברנו אליך חזר סי לסדוסם ואווירו חדר ונעבדס מצרים כי טוב לנו עבודס מצרים ממוסינו במדבור ויהיו אל מוישה אלוהום על פירו ויסיאצו ורוס ישוע ששם כאשר ראיסם את מצרים היום לא יססיפו לי רויסום עוד עד אוי לו השם ילוכל לכם ועד תחרישו So I remember when the כנסייה הגדולה השישיס רב רודרמן came as the Rebbe of my father I think I was 7 years old my brother was 5 years old and we went to visit Rav Rudermann we stayed in the then they called Malala Merkaz today they called Prima Palace near Zichron Moshe and he was staying there And we went to visit. And I don't remember what Rav Rudermann asked me. It's horrible, but you remember what he asked my brother. And he asked my brother, what are you learning? I said, what is the parsha this week? It was parsha's Beshalach. He asked him, if a person makes a shvua not to look on someone, and he dies, you're allowed to look on him or not? I will never look on you anymore. We'll see later, it was a big shot in Klal Yisrael. I will never look on you. The guy dies, you're allowed to look on him or not? And my brother answered that this is what he wanted. He has a raya from the parsha. It says, "Kasher isem es Mitzrayim lo yisoy sifu li roisom oy." Vayar es Yisrael Mitzrayim nisa tzfas ayom. He said that day in the morning. It says, "Kasher isem es Mitzrayim ayoy lo yisoy sifu li roisom oy." And it's brought down, Taker, as a sefer, Tosefes Brocha. If you know who was Mechava the Sefer Tosefes Brocha is the Palatero Tmimo. The Baruch HaLevi Epshin, you know who was his father? Who was the father of Tero Tmimo? Baruch HaShulchan. Baruch HaShulchan was the Rebbe, the father of the Tero Tmimo. Baruch HaShulchan was the Rebbe of Arba. And Yossi, you didn't know that. You didn't know that Tero Tmimo is the son of Baruch HaShulchan, you didn't know that Baruch HaShulchan is the father of the Tero Tmimo. Mikol Makoy, he says like this. I want to quote from his sefer, Tosefes Brocha. I think it's Tosefes Brocha is a little more from what he writes in Tere Tvima. Zekamu asoris bashoni, shoyis yishoy besparshas beshalach, bebeis toidi vegisi, who was his uncle, the Netziv Mivaloshi. Motzi Shabbos, I'm saying the way he's saying over the story. They drank some tea. And all the choshev people from Valoshim were in the place. Ubo balabais came a balabos, Isha Moini, Poshtayid from the city, and he came to ask the Shaila what happened to him today. He's fighting with his friend of him in business for 12 years. Till he made a shvua he will never look in his face. The guy had a heart attack today in the morning in Shabbos. The Levi is tomorrow morning. I want to go to look at him and to say sorry. I'm allowed to look at him or not? And all of the Gedolim were clearing in the Shailah. And then they asked me, I was the young guy, if I have a riot, I'm writing what he writes down. And I said, I don't understand him, a foolish apostle. And don't say they saw them stop. Chazal say, Kasher Eisim Vayaris Mitzrayim, the Medrash says, they went over you, you did this to me, you did this to me. Chazal say, they pointed everyone found his mitzvah. ועל זה ידועים מן המדרש שכל אחד מישראל הכיר בפני המסס נוקשוי. ועל יסוד דברים האלו התירו לו ללך לבקש מחילה. But the emphasis that this kasha I found the Zohar HaKadosh asked the kasha, someone showed me, yeah, the Zohar HaKadosh asked the kasha, and the Zohar says that this is the same idea that was Mason, the Mason, if you see the Yenis of Elazir, it's mashma that the Mitzrayim were not dying when they came out of the water, they were goisusim. It says, ויער ישראל מצרים מסר צפס היום ויאלס בנזיר אין פרק יודלת פוסוק למד וחמון ישראל יש מצרים מייסין ולא מייסין רמים על גוף ימה מייסים ולא מייסים. Why? And the Perush Edison says because Hashem didn't want that the Mitzri will die and think that the Yidin also died. So they want that before they die they will have also the Knech to see that the Yidin are alive. So he took them out alive. They saw the Yidden. So we feed that. We chur ekum tzorik the kasha from Rav Rudeman, from Rav Baruch Epstein, from the Zohar HaKadosh. V'yesh liyashe. The pasuk is mamshich. Vayomer Hashem atedaber alai v'yisu v'ato horim esmatcho v'netei esiyotcho al hayom u'pkoei. A big argument b'pshat. How Moshe did Kriyas Yamsuf? And he hit the water, or he picked up his hand, but he did not hit the water. Horem esmatcho unetesiyotcho al hayom upkoeyu. As a sefer, Nachal Eison al HaToyro, he brings down a story that happened in the time of the Goel. There was a king that had a very special stone. He got it in a safe. But the king could not figure out. It said like this stone is like an amazing stone. Be careful, keep it. But you know, he tried it on sick people. He tried it on crazy people. It just didn't work. He gave it to someone who didn't have money. Vaito didn't have money. He didn't know what is this gula. So he went over to a yid and he told him, in 3 days you have to know. The kid said the yid didn't know what to do. He was sitting holding the stone for 3 days. And the last minute, before the 3 days finished, he dropped the stone in a mistake into a cup of water, and the water cut to two. It was Evan Snapirim. So he told the king, this water, he sent the letter to the Goyen, as he brought down, now I have how Moshe Rabbeinu did Kriyas Yamsuf. The state of the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu was from Evan Snapirim, so he did it like this, and the water cut. So the Goyen told him, Sheker atodoyvel. And basically told him that the whole Moifus, okay, for sure it's noch alt, it's a Moifus, yeah? He said, Punk Faker, Hashem told Moshe, Horem esmatcho, unete yotcho al hayom. Do like this, that people will not think it's the stock. Look at the post, because then the Goyen told him, Harem esmatcho, unete es yotcho al hayom. That people will see clear that it's not the stone. As then the Goyen told him, the Goyen himself is a medrash, Shir Hashirim. Lefi shoyoyim rim ha-mitzrim, Moshe is nobody, he has that trick in his stick. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, salek esmatcho unete esiyotcho. And in the Rosh, in the back of the Kodesh Gedolos, the Spiro Shoros, shomati mipi Abba Moiri, who was his father, Rabbi Yechiel, shekriyas yamsuf leinase b'mate, shoyu malivim u'maligim al Moshe malach Hashem, kol koicho yu b'mate, אילו יומתי ביודינו, אינו איסימו איסדובו. אומר השם, הרם אסמתכו, ונטי אותכו. אבל תל ים יוינסן, is משמע not like that. It says, הרם אסמתכו, חוטרוך, והכין יסיודוך בי על יומו. עושה זה רשי עם פרק י' ז' פוסוק ה' ומתחו אשר הכיסו בו יסיועי. When Moshe went to give them water, he took the matter with him. Why he took the matter with him? Rashi says, because everyone said, this matter every time destroys. It hit the Yair, it hit Mitzrayim. Boy loko Mitzrayim al hayom. Show them that the matter could do positive things, what we call in our generation positive energy. Yeah? Not only bad, good also could come out of the matter. If Moshe didn't hit the Yam, so how Rashi says that Klal Yisrael had tainus, this matter the whole time does bad. So it's mashma shtikl that the matter was taken to he's the one that did the maisa that the Kriyas Yam Suf happened. So the Chul and Rashi is mashma, yes, like the Yodis and the Zim, yes, like that Chochom. The Pasuk is Mamshich. This is an interesting Pasuk. Vayat Moshe es Yodoy al Hayom, tak it's Gishmak later, it says only Yodoy, in Perek Yudal at Pasuk of Aleph, okay, but we're not going back to the argument of the Goel with Rashi. Vayolech Hashem es Hayom Beruach Kadim Azza Kol Alaylo, ויבואו בני ישראל בסויך היום ביבוש. Inside the water and the יבוש. והמים להם חוימו ודבוב ממינום ומשמאלו. וירדפו מצרים ובואי אחריהם, ויהי באשמור יוסף בויקר, ויוסר השם, ויהיה השם נתס יותחו על היום, וישובו המים על מצרים, אל מויש על היום, ומצרים נוסים לקרוסוי, ובני ישראל הולכו ביבושו בסויך היום, הים, והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומשמאלו. So we have two פסוקים, פרק י' פסוק. חובייז, ויבואו בני ישראל בסויך היום ביבושו, והמים להם חוימו ממינום ומשמאלו. And then in פרק חופטס, ובני ישראל הולכו ביבושו בסויך היום, והמים להם חוימו without a vav. So it's two דיוקים. First פסוק says, בסויך היום, Bayabosho. The second pasuk it says Bayabosho b'soich hayom, and the first time it says Va'amayim lehem choymo with a vav. The second time it says without a vav. So it's brought down that the Goen says that be'etzem the pesach was two kittas that were passing in the water. Some people were thinking bad. Some people were thinking good. Zog the Goel, the first group jumped inside. These people came besoich hayom by Abosho. These people were tzaddikim. Ramayim lohem choyim were above. The other group was the Rishoyim. They came in later. There was already Abosho. When these people came, the Yam said, Alolo ivda avidizore v'alolo ivda avidizore. והמים להם חיימו. Rashi brings down, it's a medrash. Daskeli brings down. והמים להם חיימו. More from that. In the beginning, only the Yidden were there. Zot, the Shalomeshi. Bemele, the water split. Later, the Mitzrim also came in. So now the water said, what is the difference? And not only that, he started to close at the Mitzrim. So it was by Yabosho B'Soich Hayom. Then the water said, Halolo Ayim David Izorev, Halolo Ayim David Izorev. And the Pasuk is Mamshich. Vayet Moshe Al Hayom. Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvno Yisrael Es Ashira Azois LaHashem Ayoyim Ulei Moir Oshiro LaHashem Ki Go Goy Sus Verokh Boi Roma Vayom. Ozzy Bezibros Klal Yisrael say the whole Shira. I want to finish till the end of the Shira. We finish the Shira. Vatikach Miriam Anavio Acho Yisaroi Nesatoif Beyodo Vatitzeno Kol Anoshim Achareo Betupim Bemecholois Vatan Lohem Miriam Shiru LaHashem Ki Gogoi Sus Veroich Boi Roma Vayot. So the world has a kasha. First kasha is, why the Noshim only sang one pasuk? The men have a whole shiur, the ladies only have one pasuk. So the Chizkuni says, v'chulu. But he learns that the shiur starts in go'o go'oi. Oz yosh moishim v'esor shalem amul emoyim, o shiur ala Hashem, ki go'o go'oi. So he learns the shiur starts in go'oi go'oi. Yeah, but it's not so poshut. That I learned that the shiur starts from Oz yosh. Also, what is Vatan Lohem Miriam? To who? Another question, why the ladies took the drums? Why the men didn't sing shiur with drums? Why only the women sing shiur with drums? So Rashi says, Meichel Yehle Tupim, Tzadik Yisrayu, maybe the women took out drums. So the Chassidish Sfarim state that's called Beisha Erva, they didn't want the men hearing them singing, so they were typing with the drums. It's also a mahal. So we have three kashas. One kasha is why the ladies only had sus v'roich b'roma v'yom. What is vatan lohem miryom? And why the ladies had drums. So in Pardes Yosef is brought down a beautiful pshat. He says, the Maloche Chazal say that the Yam wanted the clothes on Klal Yisrael. Halolo yivda v'dizore, v'halolo yivda v'dizore. Omar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asidim hem lekabel esoteiro. Klal Yisrael are about to learn Torah. Right now they're bad, but they have a future. Came the Maloche HaShoros and said, okay, this is the answer and the men. But what with the women? The women are not going to learn Torah. So why the women deserve to be Nitzel and Kriyas Yamsu? Vatan lohem Miriam. Miriam answered him. Sus v'roich moi roma v'yom. I understand why Paro drowned. Why the horses had to drown. The answer is they came to help the men. The Mitzrim. While they came with the Mitzrim, so the woman, Chazal say, what is the schus of the woman? They helped the husbands to learn Torah. So they told him, Vatan lohem Miriam. Sus v'roich moi roma v'yom. If you kill the horses, we are the horses of the men, right? We are the ones that are helping the men to learn Torah. What is a drum? You sing beautifully, but the drum is a kli that helps the singing to come out, the party to come out good. So the woman, their koyach is that they help the men. So they have to sing shira with drums. The men sang shira of their own. But the woman, their shira is that they help the men. While their shira is that they help the men, so the men, when they sang shira, they sang it with a toif. We finish that. Vayasa Moshe neisol miyamsuf vayeitzu midbar shuv vayelchu shleishes yomim bamidbar velo imotzu moy vayovoyu moroso velo yuchu lishtes mayim mimoro ki morimen vayloinu om al Moshe leimor manish vayitzak el Hashem vayoroyo eitz vayashlech al amoy vayimtegu amoy shom som lechoy kumishpot vishom nisom vayoymer. This parsha is a very hard parsha. When we read this psukim, Moshe finishes Kiryas Yamsuf, the Olam are busy with the biza. Moshe said, time to move. He pulls everyone, and they start to go for 3 days, and there's no water. They come tomorrow. And Leyuchu Lishes Mayim Mimoro Kimorimim, Vayiloinu Om Al Moshe Ma Nishte, Vayitzak El Hashem, Vayorei Yoreitz, Vayashlech Al Amoy. So when you read this parsha, what do you think? What happened? Went out of Mitzrayim, after Kiryas Yamsuf, 3 days, there was no water. They arrived at a place that is called Mara. Water was bitter. They found a tree, they threw it into the water, and it became sweet. You open, but become a daf pei beis, is mevur that this Gemara, it's not what happened. The Gemara says, Vayelchu shloishes yomim belemayim, ein mayim ela toiro. They didn't learn for 3 days. So what happened? They didn't learn, and they didn't have what to drink. What do you think is true? So some people think, yeah, midrashim, I know, I could see the apikolsim, yeah? Yeah? Apikolsim, I see the apikolsim. But why is apikolsis? Sometimes you say, that apikolsis is different ways, shivim ponim, you know these people, shivim ponim. The Gemara says, Ezro tiken loim li Yisroel shiyu koirim batoiro b'sheini b'shabes, b'chamishi b'shabes, ובשבץ. פרק בגמורה, עזרו תיקם, מוישה תיקם, שהריקסים שלושס וילכו שלושס יומים ולא ימוצו מים, אין מים אלו תוירו. כיוון שכן, עומד מוישה ותיקן להם, שיהיו קוירים בתאיר השני חמישי, that will not repeat this massive without learning. So how you say עזרו תיקם? So אני אומר, מוישה תיקן, ושוכחו וחוזר ותיקן. So if it's only a good, so what is the kasha? If it's only like a story, it means it's kipshuta. I don't have to be grised that the Gemara is kipshuta, yeah? But it's lo haitzi mi libo. But the Maizet says that he didn't have what to drink. So I heard the emes pshat from my shver, Bavrom Guritz. I mean, it's one of the nicest things that I heard from my shver in learning. But it's emes la'amito shuta. Avada kipshutoi, they went 3 days and it was no water, and they came tomorrow, it was nothing but a drink and a treat. The pasuk is kipshutoi, and the gemara is kipshutoi. So what is the pshat? The pshat is as a Klal Yisrael had kriyas yamsuf. Roaso shivcho al hayam, asher lo yiro yechezkel ben buzi. Zekei li ve'anveyu eloi ke'odi v'aroi memenu. They saw b'ira oilom. Says, well, how do shivcho? So why it says before Zekeli Vanveyu and then Eloi Keovi, that at the beginning even the Shifches, they saw the Ribbono Shel Olam. After 3 days, they already fell down. I'll tell you, every year Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the worstest day for me. I come home depressed. Why? Lela Seder, I sit there till 4 o'clock in the morning, the whole Pesach, I'm like, then Shira Sayam, yes, like a mamash, like in lights, yeah? I come to the morning to the shul, they read the Shira, and then instead of stopping, but Miriam and Avia, Vayas HaMoishas Mei Yisrael, and there's no water, and they start to complain, and they close the Sefer Torah. Spoil my whole yom. Read the Shira, say Miriam, and close the Sefer Torah. Who needs this to read now that we right away failed? It's maybe because it says, Kolamach Lo Shasad, every year, for years, I came back to Shul Pesach Oismech. Who needs to read the six psukim? It doesn't ever spoil Yom Tov. Klal Yisrael, Shvi'i Shel Pesach. I'll tell you not only that, if you remember Titus Arosha, he was Machrib Beis Hamikdash, he went in a boat, a wave came on him. He said, Rebbeinu Shel, in water I know you're strong. He did it in Mitzrayim. I want to see. So Hashem said, a mosquito took care of it. So even Titus knows, in water Hashem is strong. I'm asking, Klal Yisrael, if you want to complain that there's no carrots, okay. But you complain that there's no water, you saw a second ago, the water up and down. Hashem controls the water of the world. After 3 days, you're complaining that there's no water? He's the master of the water. Even Titus says, water I know you could. That the whole world saw that you could. 3 days? Chazal have an answer. They didn't learn for 3 days. A person could hear the best mussar in his life, could sit in yeshiva for 5 years. 3 days he doesn't open a gemara, he could become a pikoyres lo shebelo. Without Torah, no Yiddishkeit stays. The guy could be the best guy. 3 days he didn't open a gemara. וילכו שלושת יומים ולא ימוצו מים. אין מים אלא תוירו. ויבואו למורו ולא יוכלו לשתות מים ממורו כי מורים הם. מרשו עץ, and after 3 days ready they lost the geschmack in learning. So זה מרשו עץ בשעה גדולה. They tried already to learn, so they're too late. 3 days you lost it. So this is the reason for a stand back to Shmish Pesach. Guys, the ganze chizuk is 7 more days till this man starts. They tell you, if you had the ganze chizuk, if you don't learn now, nothing will be left for this man. Now that is 7 days, the guy makes them hikes from Shmishul Pesach till, I don't know if you know, Zazan Minig, Roshoim, yeah? That they don't want nothing to be left for Pesach. You wonder every time, after Pesach, the summer's when you don't see like Elul, yeah? Guys, you have plans to come back early, yeah? I'm sure, from where it comes? 3 days without there. Mele, the Marsho says, how we know that? Vayitzak el Hashem, vayoyu eitz, Shom Samchoik v'Shom Nisou, and Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, you know, we know that Shabbos was Nisan b'Moro, Torah was Nisan b'Moro, Hashem gave them Teire. If the problem was not Teire, why Hashem gave them Teire? I heard my Shmuel bring down from Ablev Gubis v'Shem v'Shmaryo Greinemann. Vayashlech el ha'etz v'yumtiku ha'moyim. The Melva says v'yumtiku ha'moyim ha'mayim humtiku. For sure ha'mayim humtiku. It says when you have a cup of tea, you have the water, the tea is very bitter, the sugar is very sweet, you mix it, it comes gishmak. But not the pshat that the tea became gishmak. Tea, sugar, mixed. If you separate it, it will become again bitter. Just when you drink, there's a little bit sugar in every place, a little bit tea in every place, a bit water, mamish givaldik. The eitz, that this is vayashrech ala eitz, vayim teku amoyim, it's chayim ila machazikim bo, the eitz from teiro, it's not the pshar when you learn, you know how to behave. The teiro is machshartoy, merimantoy, megadaltoy. The teiro changes the nature of the person. We know Aristo was one of the smartest guys. Once they saw him eating, he was like an animal. Everything was spritzing all over the place. They asked him, Aristo? Aristo? So now I'm eating, now I'm at Aristo. The guy said, now it's Friday, I'm playing ball. Now I'm not a yeshiva bacher. And he gets undressed, now I'm not a yeshiva bacher. And he changes the colors of the clothes. Now I'm not a yeshiva bacher. Goes, now he can't wear his white shirt. Now, chas v'sholom, he can't enjoy the vacation if it's white, yeah? Sick, yeah? He can't enjoy. He has to change. Why? He doesn't want to feel yeshiva bacher. So why can't we wear a white shirt if you're going in Switzerland for a hike? Why? I'm not saying it's mutter, yeah, but I'm sure, yeah? The Torah says, I'm yeshiva bacher, but this is Aristo. A yeshiva bacher stays a yeshiva bacher. By night, by day, when he plays, when he eats. Vayumteku amayim, hamayim humteku. And I think they bring down from the Goyen, what is the key? Vayashlech al amoyim. When you feel you can't, throw yourself in. Throw yourself in. If a person throws himself in, tell you last week, last Friday, I was not zoich at the beer. I had to be sugar broy for the yeshiva's tzolchim. So I spoke in the yeshiva, it was called Darche Torah, a big yeshiva in Farakur, Lawrence, I'm not sure where it is. Yeah? The boys in Lawrence, I'm not sure. But we call Makar. So before I spoke, the yeshivas told me that it's after winter vacation, not as Achal America, and Mechazik speak about the Tzufas. So I spoke again with Shmuel, he said, with Ishmael, and I asked that every bacher will learn 5 hours of El Shabbos after the meal for the next 6 weeks. Every bacher that will do it, I will make a shaf with him. So the Rishiva mixed in there in the middle, he thinks 5 hours is a lot, maybe two. I said five, we're back and forth. We said the Shlacha Bochum will do two and a half, the good Bochum will do five. Motzi Shabbos, I was already in different parts of the city, came over to me, parents, was over 65 Bochum that learned 3 hours of Shabbos, and over 25 Bochum that came back to the Bis Medrash, they learned 5 hours straight, they finished 128, and they had a bigger kid in the Bis Medrash, 130. Vayashlech al amoyim vayimteku amoyim. It's a question of decision. All of them are younger from you. All of them are younger from you. It's only a question of vayashlech al amoyim. When you do vayashlech al amoyim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does vayimteku amoyim. Then you get the gishmak. Then you get the cheshek. They didn't do it a one-time thing. It's a plan for 6 weeks. So it's a bizoyan. If a guy thinks here that he can't be like the Shvachi guy. It's a bizoyan if a guy thinks that he can. Well, he feels by Yavoyu Lemoro, right? He didn't learn for 3 days. So we didn't learn for 3 days, yeah? So he feels Taka Kimoriman. But if you push yourself, and Vayashlech El Amoyim, and then you zeich atake to vayim teku amoyim. I'll finish with a vitz that the Welt says in Parshas B'Shalach. It's a famous vitz. It's a vitz. I'm only allowed to say a vitz also. that there was a person once that he was looking for a shidduch for his daughter. He came to David. A big ma'aretz, mamash, toita ma'aretz, a lot of money, and he went for a good shidduch for his daughter. The kids, he came to Balozhin, and he wanted a choshev a bacher. The kids, every guy bacher that came, he fahered the bacher. So what was his kasha? It says we say in Davin, if I'm adligim, adligim, veloy b'shemen, kik, nochum amodi oimel, right, this is the gil, where we say, the way he read the Mishnah is, veloy b'shemen nochum. What? So his kasha was, chele, nochum. So his kasha was, why not, b'chelev, why chelev nochum is not good? You have a silly answer, you know. Madlikim is the same thing as the Svar, the Svar maybe doesn't have it. So this is a ma'aretz. The way he would read the Mishnayos is, "V'leib Hashem mitzreifet v'leib ba'ali v'leib bechelev nochum." And his kasha was, "Why you can't light with the chelev of nochum? What nochum did that you can't light with his chelev?" It says, "V'leib Hashem mekig v'leib Hashem mitzreifet v'leib ba'ali v'leib bechelev nochum amaylei amalikim bechelev busha." But he read v'leib bechelev nochum. So every bacher that started to answer him in Shulbik, you just have to read it different. When you don't know how to dance, you say the floor is crooked. Yeah? You don't have an answer, you're telling me I'm not reading it right. And like this, every bacher was kicked out. Every bacher. Till one bacher told him, "Fashteinish, what you want? You know why we don't like with Chaylev Nochum? It's before Shaposuk, and I'm expulsion." Nochum didn't want to come out, because of that, we don't like with his Chaylev. So he took it for his daughter. So what is the bushel of this is? A lot of time a person is krum. He doesn't learn, he has to. And he finds people that agree with his krumkeit. Until Shabbos, he has to have koyach for the week. Yeah? Then I don't see that bochel the whole week anyways. Yeah? But he's krum. And then he finds another krum like him. Oh, givaldi. And he doesn't champ. Shoyte sheba'olam. Shoyte sheba'olam. The person has to take a chizuk. And to learn, and the answer is Hashem, you'll be zeichet tagge, v'yim teku amoy.